Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, Soto, S-O-T-O. The examinee was assisted in providing intake information from our bilingual medical assistant. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Soto alleges to have injured his lower back at work on 7/19/20, but he was lifting an iron pipe that weighed between 180 and 200 pounds, but he was doing so with the assistance of co-workers. Period. He is uncertain of his diagnosis, but he did undergo surgery on the spine in July of 2021. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. As per his claim petition, he alleges he was lifting heavy tubes of metal and injured his lower back on 7/19/20, resulting in permanent injuries, including a herniated disc at L4-5. Period. New paragraph. Per the medical record supplied, Mr. Soto was seen by Dr. Moore at WorkNet on 7/21/20. Period. He stated on Sunday, 2 days ago, he was lifting a fairly heavy pipe when he felt some pain in the lower back on the left side. Period. At first, it was not severe, and he was able to continue working. Period. When he woke up the next day, it was very painful. Period. He stayed out of work the previous day before this visit. Period. He had been working for the insured for 14 years and denied any prior back injuries. Period. He did not have any radiating pain into his legs, nor was he having numbness. Period. He had decreased range of motion, and straight leg raising was significant for low back pain on the left at about 20 to 30 degrees. Period. There was no significant back pain with straight leg raising maneuver on the right. Period. He was diagnosed with an acute lumbar sprain and initiated on medications and removal from work. Period. He returned and on 8/7/20 had lumbar x-rays. Period. They revealed mild degenerative changes without acute osseous abnormality. Period. On the visit of 7/30/20, he was cleared for full duty. Period. At the visit of 8/7/20, he reported being on modified duty and was doing well with that. Period. He had been taking ibuprofen and Flexeril as needed. Period. He also uses the back brace and was having some radiating pain into the left leg. Period. He was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. He returned on 8/13/20 reporting no change. Period. He remains cleared for modified duty. Period. Straight leg raising maneuver was negative bilaterally. Period. However, he had left-sided lower back pain with straight leg raising beyond 60 to 70 degrees. Period. He complained of 10/10 level pain on 8/27/20. Period. He was going to continue physical therapy. Period. He remained symptomatic and was referred for a lumbar MRI. Period. In paragraph, he had a lumbar MRI on 9/19/20. Period. It showed L4-5 disc degeneration and left foraminal disc herniation compressing the exiting left L4 nerve root. Period. These results were reviewed with him on 9/18/20. Scratch that. On 9/23/20 period. At that juncture, he is referred for pain management and continued to be cleared for modified duty. Period. That follow up on 8/21/20. The nurse practitioner you can scratch that whole sentence I just started. On 10/7/20 he was seen by a nurse practitioner, period. His diagnoses remain the same, period, as of 10/21/20. Dr. Moore discharged him from care since he was being followed by orthopedics, period. New paragraph. On 10/2/20, Mr. Soto was seen by Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A, period. He prescribed a Medrol dose pack and tizanidine and referred him for physical therapy, period. He was monitored for progress over the ensuing weeks. Period. On 11/2/20, Dr. Sinha performed a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. At the visit of 11/17/20, he reported no relief from the injection. Period. He was refilled on gabapentin and was to continue with physical therapy. Period. Dr. Sinha recommended he see a spine surgeon. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen in that regard by Dr. Kepler, K-E-P-L-E-R, on 11/24/20. Period. He diagnosed lumbar stenosis with neurogenic claudication, comma, intervertebral disc displacement, comma, acute lumbar radiculopathy, comma, spinal instability, the lumbosacral spine, as well as coronavirus infection. Period. Is referred for laboratory studies. And was planning on surgical intervention, period. He saw Dr. Sinha again on 12/15/20, period. Surgery was to take place the next day, period. New paragraph. On 12/16/20, Dr. Kepler performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively. Period. On 3/9/21, he reported resolution of his back pain. Resolution of his leg pain, but he still had back stiffness. Period. He had 4 weeks of physical therapy and was going to continue it for another month. Period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 8/24/21. This deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He demonstrated the ability to perform 100% of the physical demands of his jobs as a furnace operator, parentheses, forging, close parentheses, period. He put forth 100% full effort during this evaluation. Appeared he had serial x-rays through Dr. Kepler. Appeared the last was done on... Scratch that line, please. Sorry about that. He saw Dr. Kepler through 1-11-22. Appeared he had been back to work full duty after the FCE. Appeared he still have an element of mild back pain when performing heavy physical duties, but has no limitations at present. Appeared he had full strength in the legs and a well-healed incision. Appeared sensation to light touch was intact. Appeared he was to return on an as-needed basis. Appeared physical exam. Extremity is lower. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Free resisted left plantar flexor. Strength was otherwise 5-5. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He had a midline scar measuring 2.5 inches in length with preserved lower dotted curve. Appeared he was mildly tender to palpation overlying the scar. Appeared he sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion but actively flexed to 60 degrees with discomfort. Appeared extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were full without discomfort. Appeared supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited only mild low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Appeared on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 7/19/20, Sergio Soto and co-workers were lifting heavy tubes at work when he experienced pain in his back. Period. He came into the care of WorkNet on 7/21/20 and was diagnosed with a sprain. Period. He was initiated on conservative care, including medications, activity modification, and then physical therapy. Period. Lumbar x-rays were done on 8/7/20. Period. Due to persistent complaints, he had a lumbar MRI in 9/19/20 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Sinha and may have received an epidural injection. Period. He then came under the care of spine surgeon and submitted to surgery on 12/16/20 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively, running through an FCE on 8/24/21. Period. That deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category, which fell within his job requirements. Period. He was then released from care. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. He had no limp or foot drop or antalgia. Period. He had healed surgical scarring in the lumbar region with somewhat variable mobility. Period. He was mildly tender to palpation overlying his score. Period. He did have only low back tenderness at 80 degrees with supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left. Period. This is not clinically meaningful. Period. On the right, it was entirely negative at 90 degrees. Period. Neither side elicited radicular complaints below the knees. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. End.